before you, God. I know you will use my voice to speak to this congregation. That victory is sure and is sure forever. That every heart will go back happy, blessed, because we have gotten the victory. A reminder that we are more than conquerors. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for taking over. Father, thank you for speaking expressly to us. You're the King of Kings. You're the Lord of Lords. The soon coming King. Speak. Take over every heart. That we are more than conquerors. And may we go with this assurance. Increase our faith, sweet Holy Spirit. Let our trust be in you. Open the eyes of our understanding. May we hear a second hearing that comes by faith. I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Let everywhere be filled with the unction of the Holy Spirit. That people will perceive and understand really what victory from the cross means. In Jesus' dear name, amen. You are blessed. Can you take your seat? You're all welcome to church this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't know how far this is true. I learned there are some people that have 2 days in a year to go to church. And those 2 days are Easter Sunday and first of the year. The first day of the year. Is there anybody that has learned about that? Let me see your hand, please. That there are some people that the only day they go to church is today, Easter Sunday, and the first day of the year. And you may ask why. The reason is that they believe in Christ Jesus. That the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus means so much as far as this earth is concerned. And they believe that Christ, being the firstborn, that said before Abraham, I am, that when they surrender themselves to this Christ, to come to the presence where God's people gather and tell God, write my name, I identify with you. They just believe. And they have been surviving. They still believe in it. I want to ask a question. Do you believe those people who come to church and get miracle in those days? Do you believe that? They can come and claim all the miracles of all people if you're not well sensitive and sensible. Because that's what they believe. But do you know that someone also that never miss Bible studies nor prayers in his or her church can come to such a day that is so important and come without having a miracle? Are you aware of that? Are you aware of that? Nobody has said, God forbid. Just say, God forbid. I think the person that led intercessory prayers said that today is the most important day as far as Christianity is what? Concerned. So today should not be a day that you come and you feel so relaxed.
Today should not be a day that you come and you remain in the flesh. That's why I read that scripture during tithe. Today should not be a day that you come and you are so carnal. He said, for carnal-minded people are what? Dead. Thus you will come and go without going back with anything, simply because you are so familiar with, you're used to it. You know every scripture that has to do with the dead, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And even you have gone so deeper, you have known much beyond this Bible, because you have waited in his presence and he has spoken some words to you. But I want to tell you, brother, I want to tell you, sister, no matter how you think you know him, you have not known what he has in stock for today. True or false? Answer me, true or false? He will not let you know about it except you spend some time. Okay, let me say something. If you are the bride to be married, you have passed through courtship with the groom, and you have passed through courtship in the church, marriage class, and everything about your dowry list has been what? Paid. And on that fateful day, everywhere prepared, seats kept for you. And on that day, you the bride or the groom, you're not on seats. Will you be called a wedded woman? Will you be called a wedded man? No. That is life. So if you come carnally, if you come absent-minded, if you come, I'm not waiting until you receive that which him alone knows what he has in stock for you. You may go back empty-handed, and someone that takes today to be very important day, come and live so blessed, so loaded. May that not be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Can you tell your brother or your sister, your neighbor, be the brother in the spirit, be the sister in the spirit. Why do I have to start this way? Is that he said, go and tell my people that victory is forever. That's the topic. Tell your neighbor, are you aware that victory from the cross is forever? The victory from the cross is not the victory of the athletes. Praise the Lord. It's not the victory that you get from the athletes. It's not the victory that you get from your department. What do I mean? 100%, 100 meters race. What is the minute? Is it up to minute again? Is it up to minutes? Sportsmen and women, it's not up to minutes. What's the second? The latest. Six. But I want to tell you, someone won the victory with 1 minute. Is it not so? Another person won the victory with 30 seconds. And every day people are warming up to beat what? To make sure they break record. But the record in Christ Jesus can never be broken. Victory that is in Christ Jesus, that record can never be what? Be broken. Can never. Tell your neighbor, are you aware that victory in Jesus is forever? He said, go and tell my people that the victory I won on the cross is forever. So let no man come with enticing words to tell them that they can get victory from elsewhere. Victory from Jesus is final. The same cup people carry, it rotates. But I want to tell you that victory in Jesus is not rotating from one country to another. No. It's forever. Kingships and thrones on earth, the same seats, even though when a new governor or president will come, will change the seat, but he will not change the room. He will not change the what? The office. He may change position, but that seat will still bear the same name, the president of Nigeria. So it's the same seat. Many people comes and sit down there. But the throne of Jesus, election is not conducted. Election is what? No matter how you go on triumphant entry in any city, God bless everyone that came out for rally yesterday. God will surely bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. No matter how you will dress, carry banner, carry diner, carry long trucks, at the end of your rally and celebration, you can never be the Jesus. His throne is forever. He said, I should come and tell you, don't seek for another victory. If you want to be victorious in life, don't go to anywhere. If you want to be victorious financially, don't go to anywhere. If you want to be victorious in your academics, don't go to anywhere. Are you running for election? If you want to be elected and victorious, don't go to anywhere. Say, stand in my victory. And your victory will also be forever. How will your victory be forever like Jesus? This is how it will be. Read the book of Psalms from number 1 to number 150. If you study the Psalms, all the records of Psalms, Psalm the David was talking about who? Jesus. David was always thinking about the Savior, the Messiah. So everything about Messiah was in David's mind. The one that will come and win the world, the devil, the enemy. The one that will come and redeem man to God. Everything about Psalm is talking about what Jesus will do, what? Pass through. Because David believed that there is a man that will come and be victorious. That is why when David believed in that, study the story and the history of David. Study everything David acquired in life. That David never been a loser. I'm not sure it's recorded that David went to war and he had a scratch. Because he so believed on the Messiah he has not seen. He's so believing on someone that is coming to gain victory over everything that Satan think he took away from the church, from the people of God, him that is coming to restore. David so believed, yet David did not see Jesus. That is why he never lost a battle. And I believe that is how God saw David and said, this is a man after my own heart. And Jesus decided, when I come, that is the throne, I will do what? Sit. So that that throne of that man that depended so on me will be forever. And a prophecy was sent to David. I have found my David, my servant. And David received it. Psalm 89:20. He received the prophecy. I have found my David, my servant, and I've anointed him with my what? Holy. That I'm coming to that seat so that that seat can be forever. So if you depend on the victory of Jesus, your seat will be what? Forever. This is a man who never saw nor hear or seen or experienced Jesus. How about us? We did not see Jesus, but from the writings of this holy book, we've seen what he has done. Tell your neighbor, the victory in Christ Jesus is forever. Even when John saw Jesus in heaven, he saw Jesus as the son of who? David. Depend on him. He told David, I will be thou. Give me 21. This is how your strength, your victory will be forever. With whom my hand shall be what? Whatsoever you win under the victory of Jesus, that thing is automatically what? Established. And what is establishment? Settled forever. My arm also shall do what? Strengthen him. This is what we call hand. From the wrist to the tip of the finger is called what? Hand. From your shoulder to the tip of your finger is called what? Arm. That means whatsoever God bless you, when you depend in the victory, that what you want in life, when you go to Jesus and depend on Jesus and just seek Jesus, and you don't need extra help from somewhere, that that thing is in the hands. Means all the strength you need, the capacity, the enablement, the ability you need, the wisdom, whatever, in any way, whatsoever you need to succeed in that thing and to go forward, he will use his whole hand, which is more powerful than what? Hand. Is it not so? For the people, if you slap a man like this, bam, it will pain the man. But if you use your arm to hit a man, what will happen? You break bones in that man. If you use your elbow to hit a man, you wound him seriously. Did I teach you how to fight? No. It's not my mouth. I'm trying to explain to you what God means. My arm will do what? Strengthen him. If you want to embrace someone, you cannot embrace someone with your hand. Is it not so? You embrace someone with your what? Your arm. Is it not so? Your hand is very far away. Though your hand carries all the nerves straight to your organs. All the nerves in your organs ends in your arm, your palm, and the sole of your feet. Every organs report there. Every nerves send report. Your arm and your sole of your feet sends report to every organs in your body. But you cannot embrace people with that. You can only embrace people, and your shoulder is where your strength is. Even when you slap or you hit, the strength comes from where? Shoulder. That is the meaning. That if you depend that in Jesus, I will win. In Christ alone, I stand. Your establishment will be what? Forever. That's exactly what David do. I don't know who will be the second David in this hall today. Who will say, Christ alone, I stand. Christ alone I hold. Let me say something here. If you are someone, please understand me. If you're someone that's so dependent on people to help you, I beg you in the name of Jesus, stop. I beg you in the name of Jesus, do what? Stop. Start turn your face now to who? Jesus. It is Jesus that will tell someone to do what? Help you. Any help that is not from Jesus, you will definitely pay for it one day, no matter how that man loves you. That your uncle, the children are expecting you when you grow up to take care of them, true or false? But if Jesus sent that your uncle, nobody will remind you. And remember how he used to come. That uncle, see, is rich now. Now that he's rich, he has forgotten that my father. Have you heard something like that? Uh-huh. Everybody that my father helped, none of them is coming. Have you heard something like that? Take it or leave it. You are owing somewhere, and it can hinder you. You are doing what? You are owing somewhere. But when Jesus sent people to you to help you, you are not owing anybody. So if you are the one that go about lying because you have so many rich uncle, you are owing them more. The time God will raise you up, you must go and do what? Pay back. If you don't pay back, you are in soup. Depend on Jesus in everything you do. That is why we sing the song, God will make a way.
Walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His eyes. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. God will make a way.
Can someone say amen? He carries victory. He owns victory. Some of you were singing and you were in the spirit. That is why I said the music should cease. Because I look at the hall. Oh, people were carried away by the melody of the music, but not the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. That victory belongs to who? Jesus. We are tempted, and when you are tempted and you are in trials, you are in difficulty, who will you look up to? Psalmist said, I look unto the hills from where my strength cometh from there. Jesus said, I should tell you that my victory is what? Forever. So that at any time, look up to the hills. He will send help. Can someone say amen? Lift up your hands. Father, I declare, whosoever is in need of help and he is in a confused stage now, Jehovah, send help. Jesus, send help. Spiritual help. Angelic help. Wisdom help. Spiritual help. Jesus, the one that needs you, visit them. In the name of God the Father. Human help, send them. In the name of God the Son. Especially wisdom help, send to them. In the name of God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Colossians 1 verse 12 and 14. Victory is for all. The victory from the cross is what? It's for all. It's not for few. I know brother so can pray very well,
Let me go and meet him. This problem, I don't know.
Let it be in your place of wrestling. In your place of what? Fighting. Striving. Trying to achieve. Then you hear God speak to you. Go and meet brother so, so, so and so. But I want to tell you, if you go to that brother that you think he prays very well, because you need money, and you go to that brother that prays very well, let me tell you what will happen to you. You may appear to that brother, and that brother too does not have. So what will happen in that prayer? I think this is university students. So the person you went to meet, what will happen to that prayer? You will only get a divided attention. That's what you will get. Divided what? Because immediately you tell him, brother, I know you can pray. I come so that you can pray for me. I don't have money. Do you know the first thing you have done to him? You have given a broken heart. You have given him what? A broken... Just listen to me, please. You have already given that brother what? Because the first thing that will come in his mind, he will not talk. He will be forming as a man of God. Abi? God, why is your children suffering? True or false? Because him too, he does not have... So when the prayer starts, how will he pray that prayer? For both of you. But if you stay on your own, that victory is for all and is forever. Point one, victory is for all. The theme is victory is forever. Victory from the cross. Victory in Christ Jesus. Victory is for all. But if you stay, Jesus, this is you and I. You said you are, I am more than a conqueror. Give me money, for example. And you are not carnal. You are not of the flesh. Let me pray. No, let me not pray much. This is my dress. I don't want to wash it. This is my dress. I spend so much. My eyelashes. No, I should not pray and shout in this place so that they will not think I'm too spiritual. And you turn, you look at your... That brother, God bless you. May every one of us have roommate that will be a prayer partner to bring solution to our problems in Jesus' name. Tell your roommate, did you hear that testimony? Tell your roommate when you get back home. Axel is full of roommates. Is it not so? Is it not so? Everywhere is roommates. Tell your roommate, did you hear that? Help me in prayer. That brother said that the roommate joined him to pray for the sister. God will bless that your roommates. And you people will continually live in peace in Jesus' name. The spirit of actual roommate will not come against you in Jesus' name. Amen. I read Colossians 1, verse 12 to 14. Giving thanks unto God the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Make us who? Partakers. Victory from the cross is for what? It's for all. 13. Who had delivered us from the power of darkness and had translated us into the kingdom of his son, his dear son. Victory in Christ Jesus is for what? He did not mention people's name. He said us. So everybody has the right to move from the down of failure. Everyone. That is why he spread his hands on the cross. Whosoever wills may come. I stand at the door and I knock. Whosoever open for me, I will go in and do what? Dwell. Victory in Christ Jesus is for all. 14. In whom we have what? redemption through what? His blood, and even the forgiveness of sins. Victory is for every one of us. Jesus doesn't mind how sinful you may be. He doesn't care who you are. But the day you came, you will come to Jesus. He said, a broken and a contrite heart will I not despise. He's ever ready to receive you. He's ever ready to fight for you. Just realize that at any time you rise, that you walk into this victory. May the Spirit of God interpret this word to you in the name of Jesus. May the Spirit of God raise your faith this time so that you will never be a failure in life. So that you never be counted as a mediocre in life. So that where people have been looking down on you, using your mental... Oh, Jesus. May God deliver us from downwardness in Jesus' name. People has been working in so many youths' intellects. Someone just come to you as a youth also and just say something and you just say yes and follow. Working on your mentality. No, sir. Jesus has redeemed you from that. You're worshiping in chapel or praise and someone will come and tell you fake story about mama, fake story about church, and you just say, I'm not serious again. Who is losing? You, not that person. Tell your neighbor, wake up, wake up. Wake up mentally. Think straight, think right. Know who you are. Know what you are made up of. He has redeemed every one of us from where? Darkness. That is the battle he won. And he has made us to be what? You see, he are the light of this world. That the light that is put on top of the hill can never be what? Covered. Can never be hidden. You are light. Isaiah had already shouted. He said, arise and shine, for your light is. At any time you arise. Not past tense. At any time you agree to arise. I know so many people will arise today and know that the victory in Christ Jesus is forever. That when once you embrace Christ, you are more than a conqueror. What is the meaning of being more than a conqueror? That every fight you fight, you are fighting from the winning end. You are fighting a battle that has already been won. So if the battle already been won, how can you be loose? How can you be a loser? How can you lose the battle when it has already been won? When someone, his name is Jesus, has already won the battle for us and has gotten victory, and you are lamenting in failure, in demotion, tell yourself, no, it will never be so again. It will never be so again. It will never be so again. Let me read this scripture. This scripture is talking about Christ. But how I wish you can position yourself in that. Because Jesus said that his experience that he goes away, that he will send the comforter, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth about yourself. The Spirit of truth. The Spirit of truth. That will tell you the reality of things. And will make things clearer for you. And when that Spirit of truth will come upon you, you will do things that are greater than what I did when I was on earth. So you have every right to fix yourself in the position of Christ. Because it was out of what the disciples did that they said, these are Christ. And that is how the end Christian came about, because they acted like Christ. So you too now is the same Christ yesterday, today and forever. I read, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created, and are in heaven, that are in heaven, and that are in earth, visible or invisible, whether they be thrones or dominion or principalities or powers, all things were created by him for him. That all things, as far as this age is concerned, was created for you. And him that created this earth, this word was spoken to, talking about, says you are the co-heirs, has made you a partaker, as we read. Can you see that you are a victor? Has made you a co-heir, I read, over every dominion, principalities, powers, as far as those things were what? Created. This victory is forever. Don't say this realm, no, I cannot go. No, God will direct you to the man of God that can lead you. God will direct you to the word of God that will lead you. Victory is sure in Christ Jesus. And that is why we sing, enable I to me. Jesus, never lies
to me. He never lies to me.
Oh, oh, oh.
The Lion of Judah, he never lies to me.
These are the songs of the victors. When it seems to be too tough, when it seems to be that there's no way, hope has gone, and you turn to the honor of the victory, and you sing, pleasing him, exalting him, seeing him as the one that can make it happen, seeing him as the one that never lies. He said, I will send you a comforter, which is the spirit of what? Truth. So this examination, I will pass. I will not fail. These school fees, they will not close portal. This prayer, I will pray and have the answer. So when you turn and you smile at the horrible situation and you sing again, he never lies.
He never lies.
Why? For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible or invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And who is this him we are talking about? Can someone mention the name? Victory in Jesus is forever. So tell me where the battle will come from. Everything were created by him, owned by him. Is it that someone is sitting on a throne and has vowed? Remember, we were told that the throne of Jesus, it doesn't rotate. No election. Is it principalities and powers? His victory is forever. 17. And he is before all things, and by him all things does what? Consists. All things are what? Consists. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might be the preeminent. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness does what? Dwell. tell someone victory in Christ is forever. Because in him all what is good in life dwells in him. Everything. And having made peace through the blood, his cross by him, to reconcile all things unto himself by him, I say, whether they be things in earth, things in heaven, and in you, things in earth and things in heaven, he hath been reconciled. I was to stop in verse 19. Can you see now that when you go to Jesus to be victorious, that is forever, because he owns all things, everything created. It's forever. That is why you should be in Christ. Point two is be in Christ. Be in Christ. That is who Christ is. Be in Christ. And in victory, there are riches. They are what? Riches. Even the mysteries which had been hid from ages and from generation, but now is made manifest to his saints. There are some things that were hidden that David couldn't see, Moses couldn't see. Hebrew 11. The women that even raised up their dead, they did not see it. They did not have the privilege, because the word powers, I give unto you what? Powers was not declared. The word, be not afraid, go and tell my brethren, was not declared to them. The word, I am the resurrection and life, was not declared to them. They only saw manna, but they did not know that a man with flesh can turn two pieces of fish, is it fish, and five loaves of to feed 5,000. They did not see it. The mystery that was hidden has been now made manifest. The people then did not know that he can say Talita kumi, and a dead man come alive. The people did not see that when you can walk up before the throne, before a grave of a man that was dead for 4 days, and said, Lazarus, come forth, and the man come forth. They did not know that. That is why when they realized this mystery, Peter could walk, and the shadow of Peter heals the sick. That is the riches in Christ Jesus. He said, if you will not doubt and say, this mountain be thou removed, you got the victory. He said, only in my name. That is how to some to whom it may concern will stay and say, Jesus, I did not prepare for that test. I declare, let that test not. And the lecturer sent a text message across. There will be no. Because that person has gotten the wealth in Christ Jesus. Said all. The wealth. Jesus wants to pay tithe, and there was no money around, and they said, you must pay. He said, go to the water, you will see fish, bring, cut the belly, you see coin, go and pay the tithe. That is the wealth. The brother will say, Jesus has gone and has given me power, Father, in this my school fees that seems there is no way. I declare my tithe that I pay in your presence.
that you said you will open the window of heaven and pour down good treasure. My school fees is a good treasure, because that's why I'm in Axo. Open that window of heaven, I want to penetrate. And you just fiddle into your phone and you saw, and behold, an app come up. Apply for scholarship. And you apply. Someone gave me a testimony the other day that the person came to the house. Fill this form. Fill what? This form. And after filling the form, at the end he received a call on a tech on his details with a phone number. Check your balance. Your school fees has been paid. Put your hands together for Jesus. A window of heaven has been opened. That is the riches. A window of heaven has been what? Open. Why? Because the victory is forever. And this victory is everywhere. That is why you will wake up. You see yourself so disturbed. There is no peace around you. And you wake up, you open your Bible and you start reading. And a song dropped. And you start singing. It is well. It is well. It is well. In the name of Jesus, it is well with my soul. And after you finish singing the song, all of a sudden, you notice that thing that was as if your head was turning and you don't hear it again. That's the wealth, the riches in that victory. Tell someone, the victory of Jesus is forever. Anywhere, anytime. Anywhere, anytime. At every situation, at every condition, the victory is waiting for you. Walk into it. Walk into it. Walk into it. Walk into it. Don't allow men to entice you. Reject the enticement of men. Why? Because in Christ there's victory. No matter what they will say to you, let me tell you one thing. The day you were immersed in the water called baptism, baptism, that signifies that you died in Christ. At the moment your pastor lifted you up from water, you risen with Christ. That's a significant. Jesus never fell. The victory is forever. You're rooted and built in Christ. You are established in Christ. Stay with Him. Believe in Jesus. He won and He won forever. The point is, He's only waiting. And the devil is not waiting to win. Can I say it again? Jesus is waiting for you to come. But the devil is not waiting for you to come. The devil comes to you. Why do the devil comes to you and Jesus doesn't come? John. Is it 3? John 10:10. John media. That's the reason. Media, give us John 10:10. Read. Amen. 1, 2, go. Read. D.
The devil will come to you because he has seen something so valuable in you. That's why he will come. Someone that do not have, he said, the physicians does not look for the sick. Is it not so? It's only a doctor does not look for a sick patient. A sick patient goes to the doctor. The devil will come to you because he know you carry treasures. You carry valuable things. You carry good things. That's why he will come. Just to take from you, destroy you. But Christ is waiting. Because when you go to Christ, Christ will not take from you. Christ will do what? Give. So the law has stated that people, as Asu did not come to teach you in your home. Is it not so? You go to. You don't sit down in your home and someone will bring food to you except you place order and you pay for it heavily. Is it not so? You want to have it, you go to the market. You want to eat, you go to restaurants. When you want to have, you go to receive. So Christ is for us to go to him and do what? Receive. That is why the devil is always coming. He has no good thing to give you. So don't enjoy his coming to you. When you see it coming in a platter of gold, sit down and watch. And it is not all that glitters. Go to Christ. That's when you will receive. Don't wait to be begged before you come to church. Don't wait to be told before you can pray. Don't wait to be told before you can read the Bible. Don't wait to be told before you can seek his promises. Go to him, for he's waiting to give you victory, which is forever. He's waiting to give you overcomer and make you an overcomer. He's waiting to bless your life. Don't allow people to come and beg you before you can come to church. Don't allow people to beg you before you can save Christ. Come, victory is for sure. One of us here had a battle, very serious one. That even me as a person, I always pray one prayer for her. Father, give her victory. How you make it for her? Give her victory. Then one day, God told her, join the choir. For some of you, that you'll be tired singing in the choir. You don't know. You'll be tired saving God. I'm talking about something this month. God told her, join the choir. And according to her, she said she went to choir director. I want to join the choir, but I will go on training for 1 month. When she went back home, according to her, she said, God said, I told you, join the choir. Did the choir director said you should not sing? He said no. He said, then join the choir. Within 1 month, she joined the choir, and the battle was there waiting for her. The only prayer I will pray for her, Father, give her, don't allow her to break down. Don't allow her, because even me, the weight of the problem, yes, I felt the weight on her. I took her to Reverend George, the man that normally gives her communion, and immediately the Reverend George lay hand on her. Reverend George said, it's not her mother that is the problem. The problem she carries is heavier than her. I said, Pastor, I felt it. He said, the problem, the battle, the affliction is heavier than her. After that communion, God told her, join choir. Immediately, Reverend George lay hand on her. Father, in the name of Jesus, started praying, ended the prayer. He said, Madam, it's not what she's complaining now that is the problem. There's a weightier problem that is heavier than her. But God told her, do what? Join choir. You don't need a man to pray for you. You don't need a woman to pray for you. It's you that will deliver yourself. The only thing I want you to do, I'm waiting for you to give you victory. Do what? Joy. Quiet. Don't wait to be told. You think singing, you're singing for mama, for choir director. You sing the way you like. You usher the way you like. You don't know as you are singing, ushering, mediating, standing as this brother has been standing for long, that you are what? You're fighting the unseen. You're clearing the way. You're happy sitting down as a bench. And you come to church, they stay long. And you are coming to church, you come, let me estimate, 30 minutes I should be in church. But 24 hours, you will spend 23 hours, 30 minutes in your house. Don't wait to be told before you seek this victory. You go to receive. Nothing comes to you, you only go to receive. Whatsoever comes to you is coming to do what? Receive from you. Take note. And at yesterday, luckily she was obedient enough. She was not too busy. She joined the choir. Under 3 Sundays or 4 Sundays, to the glory of God, yesterday she had the victory. A man of God said the problem is heavier than her. I said the problem is heavier than her. But it was not heavier than our Lord Jesus. And wow, very simple. Very simple. Do what? Join the choir. I will fight the battle. Victory is in Jesus. Tell someone, victory of Jesus is forever. She said, mama, I wore jeans. You can see someone struggle and jeans tore. Eh? Mama, I wore jeans. Mama, my jeans tore. And I was just looking at her. How can you fight? When I was young, I used to fight very well. And I was always with jeans. Belt. I know before you break my belt, cannot tear my jeans. So no matter how we fight and beat you, you cannot naked me. I'm the only one that will naked you. I hope you are not recording. Media, don't bring anybody to be recording. It's not everything you post online. Amen. Yes. But this situation, her gene did what? Was it a small fight? But Jesus gave her victory. Put your hands together for Jesus. Jesus will give you victory. Go to Jesus. Because victory in Jesus is what? Forever. David did it. And Jesus chose his throne to sit. So that David, you will not lack a man on your throne forever. God gave him that promise. Don't allow people to entice you. Don't allow people to take you away from Christ. There's victory in Christ Jesus. Be it principalities, be it powers, be it thrones, be it what? Jesus created them, so they must submit. That is why the Bible record that Christ, God has highly exalted him above, that by the mention of his name. No, the Bible says at his name. That's when you stay. When you're with him, that's the meaning. At the name of Jesus. As you stay with the name of Jesus, which is a strong tower, you have victory, because every knee will bow for you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Tell someone, stay alive in Jesus. Stay alive in Jesus. Stay alive in Jesus. Let the word of God, the word of Christ, dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Stay alive in Jesus. Teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and what? Hymns. This is how to stay alive in Jesus. The word of God. In songs. In hymns. Spiritual songs. Singing with grace. Your heart to the Lord. That That is why I believe this verse was why God chose for her the choir. There's another sister that was also in trouble, and she was struggling, praying, doing all sort of things he could do just to be delivered. She couldn't. And she went to meet a man of God, and the man of God looked at him, looked at her and said, come, young woman, you don't need prayer to be free. I've seen a file in your hands, and that file, you have refused to open it. Because she was not, according to her, she was not used to prophecy. So she did not understand their themes. And she said, can I talk to a prophet that is prophesying? Can I talk to the spirit? He said, yes, you can ask questions. He said, please, I don't understand the files. He said, you must go and sing in the choir that is singing classical. So dodo. I think they are the one that carries file. He said, open that file, sing for me. I will take away your sorrows. And that ends the problem of that sister. She got married. She was settled with a job. And the prophecy was that she cannot have a child. But at least God has given her one child. Put your hands together for Jesus. What have I just said? That this victory we are talking about, God does not need your strength to fight it. Listen, pay great attention. Listen, pay great attention, for God has something to say. Choir. What about if that sister did not listen? Go and join choir. Will she hear? Will she know the solution of her problem? Stay in Christ. Let the word of Christ dwell in you in all teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart. And whatsoever he do in words indeed, do all how? In the name. Read. Do all how? Do it in the name. Do it in the name of Jesus. You are to sing in the name. Victory is forever. Victory is waiting for you in your duty post. Victory is waiting for you when you kneel to pray. Victory is waiting for you when you are reading that scripture. Victory is waiting for you when you are meditating on the word of God. Victory is waiting for you when you look up to heaven for help. Victory is waiting for you when you don't have any other helper and you said, God, you are my source. Victory is waiting for you, and you will receive it now and forever in the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are complete in Christ Jesus. The victory comes in a complete form. Oh Lord Jesus. For in him dwell all fullness of the Godhead bodily, and he are complete in him which is the head of all principalities and what? Is the head of the church, is the head of principalities and power. Tell someone, victory in Christ Jesus is forever. He owns the world. He owns the world. And you being dead in your sin and the uncircumcision of your flesh, had he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against you, which was contrary to you, to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to where? No judgment in this victory. So in any way you think you can be held captive, no judgment. As far as you are in Christ Jesus, as far as you stay alive in Christ Jesus, and having spoiled principalities and power, he made a show of them openly, triumphantly over them. That is how you will sleep. And the devil has programmed and has projected, he is not going to wake up. And all of a sudden, 5:30, and they hear your voice from your room. He's alive, amen. Triumphantly. That is why they said you can never finish AXO. You will never have a graduate in that family. And all of a sudden, they see you with one kind of uniform. And what is it? See, it's a copper. Copper. Can someone be a copper without finishing? Because in their programming, in their scheming, you were not to finish university. But the next time they see you with coppers. I don't know if someone can say, I receive. Brother, call me that brother. Tell him to sit down wherever he has himself. Sit down. Sit. Listen to the word of God, that victory is forever. Don't doubt God. Don't allow your mentality and your belief to make Christ a liar. Don't allow your behavior to make Christ a liar. Let me tell you one thing. When Jesus resurrected, and the guards went to the high priest that thought they have killed Jesus, they told the high priest, the guards told the high priest, he has risen. The angel came and everywhere we are lightened. Is it Matthew 28? Check media. Everywhere we are brightened, and we, the guards, became dead as dead, because everywhere there was light. There was earthquake. The angel rolled the stone down, and he came out alive. And the God told the high priest what has taken place. And the high priest said, from today, go and tell the people, take this huge amount of money, go and tell the people that their disciples came and did what? And stole the corpse. I want to declare to you that the victory in Christ Jesus is permanent, that even the lies of the high priest couldn't stop the celebration of the life of Jesus. Even the lies and the money couldn't stop. Nothing shall stop the victory of Jesus in your life. You can stay in Christ and be victorious. Be complete in Christ. Walk in victory. Walk in victory. Walk in victory. Now put away malice. For he has blotted out the handwriting. Gather your members. Walk in righteousness. If you are here and you don't have Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I don't mean you struggling in that addiction. I declare that every addiction you're struggling with this morning, the power is broken. The power of that addiction through the power of the resurrection of Christ Jesus breaks that power of addiction in Jesus' name and disconnects you from that addiction in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not say amen. You are laughing. The day that addiction will deal with you, you think that is the strength. No, it doesn't. If you're smoking, drinking either ice or cold water, Igbo or cocaine, the day the strength will leave. I am telling you what I've seen before. I've said this before. A strong man in my street in Calabar, he's the one that will tie himself. He's the one that will inject himself. Both hands. And when he will come out, he will walk like this. With all the diabolical chains and bangles.
you will walk like a king with bodyguard in the streets. There was a day he ran short of money. It's season. Because the business was not booming again. And he did not have money to buy the cocaine. And there was no injection. He became limp, hand and leg. Because the cocaine has so stimulated his nerves and taking over the natural stimulant in him. Since he did not take the cocaine again, so the nerves couldn't work. Because all this time, his nerve was being activated by the power of who? Cocaine. Brother, sister, if you take one rap today and you notice you know the high well, you take 100 before you were taking 100, you notice the 100 oh not the high you again, you start with 200. You don't know what is happening, and now you can rap like this, my hand. If you cannot rap like this, you cannot survive. You don't know what is happening inside you. You are dying. The God-given blessings are going. You are dying. Stop. Before it is. Stop. After that cocaine, no matter how you rap, we not hire you. That is when you go and break Sokawell. Abi, have you heard of Sokawell on? You have heard? How can Satan steal, kill, and destroy more than that? Sokawell. You bend low and be making. Hey! Satan is weak. And you come out and you be walking like this. Empty vessel that makes the loudest. Stay in Christ and have the power in Christ. You don't need water. You don't need warm water to charge. When you stay in Christ, he will empower you. You don't need warm water to charge. Look, come on, Hassan. Raise your hands. Say, Father, empower me. Whatsoever has been confronting you and has been making mess of you as a child of God, I declare by power that came as earthquake to roll away the stones. Let it rest upon you now in the name of Jesus Christ. So that when you say this mountain be removed, it shall obey you in Jesus' name. Father, give them the grace. Give them the faith. Empower them. By the blood of Jesus, you will stay alive. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Victors are not failures. If you failed, you are not a victor. But I will end my message by telling you, stay alive in Christ. Your name will be carried on the billboard. Your name will be carried by the billboard. Not the billboard that you are dead, but the billboard because you have overcome. You are victorious. Your name will be printed and be pasted in your department as a great student that can never be forgotten. Your village will mold a block and will be written, your name will be written that you cannot be easily be forgotten because Christ has empowered you and you have come out of non-entity and you have become a victor in their village. In this nation shall carry you. Your name will be mentioned anywhere. A young woman now that is a CEO of Zenith Bank. People will read your CV and bow. Stay in Christ Jesus. Can you be on your feet? Your name. Your name.
The name of Jesus is a strong tower. Your name. Go with this mind that this victory that Jesus won today is available anywhere, anytime. It's available anywhere, anytime. It's available anywhere, anytime. This will be my story. Great is thy faithfulness. How great thou art, O Lord. Can we sing this song? How great thou art. The greatness of our Lord Jesus Christ will fall upon you as you sing this song. This is our prayer for this preaching. Sing.
Oh Lord, my God.
Expect the power of God to rest upon you. No drums, only the organ. Jesse, take over. Play him. No drums. Only him, organ. Jesse.
I see the stars. I hear the rose.
You are praying. That is who you are.
Thy pass through us, the universe display.
Then sings my soul. Jesus is mine. Have a story. Program your story before we sing this song. How do you want? You want to be in a billboard? You want to be the great minister of God? Who do you want, Christ? What will people say about you? Because you are going back with victory, and this victory is forever. You are going to stay alive in Christ. He will tell you the part to play for him to fight and win and open the doors for you. He is there. Blessed assurance. Amen. Let the keyboard tune for us. Amen. Program your life. How great thou art, O God. Blessed assurance, I am in you, and I have victory in you. This is how my story will be. Is someone praying? Is someone telling God something? Is someone talking to God? Is someone telling God, this will be my story? Because I'm alive in Jesus and I will be victorious. Want to go?
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine.
Be victorious in life. This is my story. I'm qualified. I am justified. I have been redeemed.
This is my story.
I will be praising the Lord all the day long. No more sorrow. Delight.
Perfect delight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Visions of God's joy. Now was
angels will bring your gift in the name of Jesus. Angels with their gifts in their packages of people in their hands. Make sure you receive your own before you go. Whisper, I love you. Jesus will be telling you, don't worry, my love is with you. This is my story. I am loved of God.
This is my story.
I am the beloved of the Lord.
This is my story.
He will not allow his beloved to see shame.
Praise my soul.
He will not allow his people to see corruption.
This is my story.
victory. I am going victoriously. I'm going to live a victorious life. All the struggling, all the fighting, the battle is over. Because Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. I stay alive in Christ. I am the blessed of the Lord. Yes. This is my story. Goodness and mercy shall follow me.
This is my story. Praise you, my Savior.
Claim them now. Allow the Holy Spirit to start walking. The Holy Spirit is the action man. Allow him. Let him go ahead of you. Let the Holy Spirit, that's why you are praying in the Spirit. Allow him to establish this faith in you. Allow him to bring these things. You have believed God that you are going to live a victorious life till today. Because he reigns forever. He's alive. He's alive forever. So your victory, your winning, your celebration, nobody can stop it because he's alive. He's waiting for you to walk into your victory. He's waiting for you. The doors are open. Allow the Holy Spirit to do it. Pray in the Spirit. Let him start walking. That is our work. He's the one that will go to your village. He's the one that will go to your department. He's the one that will go to your lodge. You cannot go, but pray in the Spirit. Allow him to take the action. Allow him to bring it to your doorstep. Allow him to bring it to your doorstep. Allow him to make it to manifest. Allow him to go into manifestation. Allow him to have your experience. Pray in the Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It is done. Allow the Holy Spirit to take place. Allow. Hand over to him. Hand over to him. That case, hand over to him. You are a victor. You are a victor. A victor. Victor does not stand. Maybe you are a victoria. From today, your name is Victoria. From today, your name is Victoria. Your victory. If you are victor, Victoria, does not mean you will have the victory. Pray. Allow the Holy Spirit to take over. If you don't know how to speak in tongues, just be saying hallelujah. It's heavenly language. Just be saying hallelujah. Allow him, allow him, allow him. Let him take the lead. Let him take the lead. Send him, send him, send him. Send him to those situations. Send him, send him. Allow him, allow him, allow him. Send him to the camp of the wicked. Send him to the camp of the enemy. God of wonders. Send him to the camp of the enemy. If you know where your trouble is coming from, send him to the camp of the enemy. Send him. He will go ahead of you. The Holy Spirit of God. There is the Holy Spirit that will quicken our mortal body. The Spirit that raised up Christ from the dead. Allow him to go ahead of you. Pray in the Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God.
Great is thy faithfulness.
Pray.
Great is thy faithfulness.
Many are waiting you. Great is the
faithfulness. Don't go back empty-handed. Settle it, settle it, settle it. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Every morning, my life is blessed. Declare it. Jesus, thank you for the cross. Give me three great amen. It is done in Jesus' mighty name. Put your hands together for Jesus, for the victory he has given to us.